Well, the impacts of the coronavirus outbreak have been obviously significant in a whole bunch of different ways. In the midst of it, though, people, even as they're struggling themselves, are also turning their attention to how they can help others and how to adapt what they're already doing and what they've already been doing to meet the new and rapidly changing needs. Voice Global is a company that provides remote interpreters for places like legal facilities and courts, medical facilities like hospitals and other facilities that need interpreters remotely. The CEO of Voice Global is Andrew Royce, who is a graduate of UNC Chapel Hill, and he joins us now on the phone, or on Zoom, rather. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us today.
Likewise, Aaron, hope you're well, and hope everyone in your audience is staying safe and healthy right now.
And you can find more, by the way, about Voice Global online at voiceglobal.com, and that's voice with a Y, V-O-Y-C-E, Voice Global. So, Andrew, how are you doing, and how are your clients doing? You work with a lot of hospitals and medical facilities. How are they holding up?
Yeah, no, I think, first of all, my family and friends luckily haven't had any sort of major effects yet from this virus, which is most important. And likewise, hope everyone else is doing the same. The majority of Voice's clients are healthcare organizations. And so they've been experiencing extreme challenges and just the difficulties of this virus with everyone getting sick all at once and needing medical supplies urgently. In these hospitals. So we're very sensitive to what they're going through. And our service within hospitals is an on-demand translator, an on-demand translator service. So typically these hospitals will have folks on staff who can translate for patients who don't speak English or patients who are hearing impaired and require American Sign Language. What Voice does for these hospitals is provide an on-demand translator through typically an iPad or an iPhone or Android device. It allows these hospitals to use services remotely instead of having more people inside the hospital, which can reduce the spread of this virus. So during this period, hospitals have found our application extremely useful, extremely practical, and very efficient. During this crisis, both for providing great services to their patients, as well as reducing the number of folks in the hospital who possibly could get coronavirus or spread the virus. So we've had enormous number of requests coming from our clients in need of our services. And thankfully, with our model, we've been able to scale and service the demand.
It's a really valuable service anytime, especially now. How did it come to be? What led you to see that need and work to fill it?
Yeah, so I was a graduate of University of North Carolina. In my last semester of my senior year, I was a fellow through the Fulbright Canada program up in Montreal. And basically as a study abroad from the University of North Carolina. So I was studying abroad there. I won a fellowship. And I was taking a class on social entrepreneurship and social impact. And through that class, I began working with refugee populations that were coming to Canada from Syria and other countries around the world. And through that, I realized how difficult it is for them to come to a new country, a new city, completely start their lives over, so to speak, and learn the culture, the behaviors, the language. And in particular, the language was the biggest barrier for them to access, for example, healthcare services, getting vaccinations and flu shots, checkups. And so language prevented them from taking that next step and helping them advance their lives and their quality of life. And so I thought of the idea for Voice, which is, again, an on-demand translation app, to real-time translate the words they're saying so folks can understand them. And that was the vision in around 2016 when I was a graduate. And 4 years later, you know, we did over 1 million calls last year in 2019. We're servicing a number of hospitals around the world. And doing a really good job. And so it's been a sort of a unique story. And the University of North Carolina, their investment network through the Carolina Angel Network, has become an investor in our company. And so we have a number of UNC alumni who are shareholders. And so it's just been a great story. And I'm super thankful for the University of North Carolina for being there from day one to help this dream come alive.
Speaking with Andrew Royce again, Voice Global is the company. VoiceGlobal.com is the website. That's V-O-Y-C-E, voice with a Y. And got connected by thinking about just the ways that just the concept of entrepreneurship can help steer people through this crisis, because it teaches adaptability and flexibility. You're seeing new needs and meeting them. But I was also looking at the website, and I saw some really fascinating things about your mission, not just the specific mission that or the service that you provide as a company, but just the overarching philosophical mission of Voice Global and of you as an individual who is running this business. And I'm just quoting the website now: to empower marginalized communities and to work to alleviate poverty and suffering where it's happening. Obviously, that mission doesn't change, but the reality changes now that we're in the midst of this. So how do we do that in this particular crisis? What's the best sort of overarching strategy, and how are you seeing that actually tangibly happen on the ground with people working to help?
Yeah, it's a great point. I think the most important thing during this crisis is just be aware. I think if we can build awareness on all the members of our community, we can begin to understand what they're going through and begin to build out solutions that will help protect them and serve them during these times of need. So I think the most important thing is to build awareness, build communication about all communities, not just, you know, my community or your community, but all communities that are part of our country and part of our state, and begin to think about what they're going through, and whether it's Voice, whether it's other applications, whether it's other programs. Begin to steer what we're doing to make sure we're also serving them, and we're also partnering with them to better empower their lives and serve as a valuable tool for their lives. So I think just to answer your point, it's just about building awareness and making sure they're included in the conversation.
It's a challenge to make new connections and build those connections now that everyone is having to stay inside and shelter in place and stay at home and social distance and all the other phrases that we're hearing. What's the best way to kind of break out of that and make those connections even while following all the rules and guidelines and requirements?
Yeah, it's amazing what social media has done to transform our communication. It's sort of your Instagram app and your other social media apps are sort of our new way of experiencing life. It's a new lens into life. And so I've been active on Instagram and other social media platforms to stay in touch with folks and become aware of what's happening around this world. And, you know, it's tough when we can't go in person and meet people and build relationships. But through social media and platforms like Instagram, I think it's possible to still stay in the know and communicate with folks and be aware of what's happened in this world and how and what role we all play in it and what role we can be helpful in solving, you know, bit by bit solving this crisis. And whether it's helping a neighbor, whether it's being there for a friend who has a family member going through the realities of the situation, who's been maybe diagnosed with the virus. We all can do a little bit, and we all can play our part in supporting each other through this.
Speaking with Andrew Royce, so how are you moving forward now, and how are you moving the company forward?
Yeah, I think for me personally, most importantly, just being a good friend to everyone I have in my life and just trying to be as respectful as possible and caring as possible. I've always found kind of in these moments, I try to bring the best out of myself as a person, and so that's kind of what I've been taking a task is being a better person and doing more for others, for my business, for our business, just being hyper aware of what people need at this moment, and whether it's a hospital that needs another iPad or a language that's in high demand that has this virus, just being hyper aware of what our clients and our partners are asking for, and doing everything we can to quickly meet that demand and stay focused on that. And so as a business, it's been a good time for me to take a little step back and think from a higher level perspective on what people really need, and just focusing and making sure we're aligning ourselves with what people need at this time. And so I've been doing a lot less traveling. I've been in the same location for almost 17 straight days. And that's been a first for me for probably 3 or 4 years, to be in the same location for such a long period of time. But it's given me some good time to think differently and think about, again, a higher level, you know, what folks really, really need this moment and how we can be there to support them. And, you know, it's definitely something we'll always remember, but nevertheless, I want to make sure I'm making the most out of this time.
Got to wrap up. Anything else that people ought to know? Any other good pieces of advice? And if people want to connect with you, how can they do it?
Yeah, I would just say for everyone listening, just please, again, take care of yourselves and do everything you can to protect yourselves and your family members. And just try to be a good citizen at this time and be there for your neighbors and your friends. I think that's probably the most important. If you like this conversation, if you want to have a chance to chat with me, our website is, as Aaron mentioned, is voiceglobal.com. It's V-O-Y-C-E, global, G-L-O-B-A-L.com. There's a contact us button on the website. Feel free to reach out to me, and we can set up a time to chat. And I hope this time was helpful for you, and look forward to hopefully speaking with you.
And again, voiceglobal.com, the website. Go there and find out more. Andrew Royce, thank you so much for being with us. Be well.
My pleasure. You as well. Thank you so much.